Hey y'all, welcome to the 47th episode of Overcaffeinated. I'm actually happy I waited a little bit to record this episode because I wanted to right when all of this stuff came out. But I waited a little bit and I actually just did a few Google searches, and I'm glad that I waited until the end of the week because classic like pop culture drama, of course, like there's more that ended up happening with all of this. But if you don't know what I'm about to get into, essentially I'm about to talk about the Sex and the City reboot and Just Like That and the relation to Peloton and the scandal that all happened. So if you haven't watched the first episode of And Just Like That, this is a fair warning that this is a major spoiler alert. If you haven't heard about this already, you're probably living under a rock. Not trying to be mean, but it's been out for a while, and literally every single person I know has either been talking about it or has posted about it. So it's really out there. They've even been talking about it on the news because that's how like big this all has been. So essentially, in And Just Like That, the new Sex and the City reboot, they used a Peloton in the first episode and had it as a position that Mr. Big really enjoyed working out on his Peloton. And so Carrie and Big, like, they were having like a great life, whatever. They were making dinner, having a great time. And Carrie had to go to Charlotte's daughter Lily's piano like recital thing. And so she leaves, and the last thing that she said was like, tell that bitch, whatever the name of, they renamed Jess King, who is the actual Peloton instructor. They like renamed her character on the show. I forget what it was, but it was like kind of like funny. She was just basically like, tell that bitch I say bye or hi or whatever. And so like she pokes fun at it. Like she thinks it's nice that like he's working out and whatever, but like she just thinks it's fun that like funny that he's so like into it. And so once she comes back to the recite from the recital, and like during the recital and like while Big is at home, he's doing the Peloton. He's like doing, and it explicitly showed like a 45-minute workout, okay? And so once he's done with the workout, like normal, hops off the bike and he's about to take a shower and he starts running the water, and then he gets pain in his arm and then like falls, and essentially he had a heart attack. And at the end of the recital, Carrie goes home and she finds him with the shower running and like sees him, and she just screams John and like is like holding him. And this caused a lot of ruckus for the Sex and the City fans, because one, it was just like a major shock. Like she didn't call 911. She just like held him. He was still alive, like, and he could see her. He just like couldn't speak. I actually didn't realize until like after like they said it in the show that he had a heart attack, from the different like symptoms that he was showing. I personally actually, and because he wasn't speaking, I personally thought he actually had a stroke. That's here nor there, but anyway, everyone was very, very, very confused and upset and in shock. But also, not only were the fans in shock, but also Peloton was in shock. Peloton apparently was not informed of how the bike was going to be used, especially in this negative manner. They did not have any updates on that whatsoever, which HBO did them very dirty, but at the same time, you gave them a bike and didn't ask about any like positioning and how this would be set up. I mean, like, of course you don't want to just like assume that it would be for the negative, because you would think something like that would be causing a positive experience for the character's life. And like, obviously, like I didn't think like it would be such a large portion of the thing, but they really sold the Peloton brand. It wasn't like it was just like an unbranded bike. Like it was full blown Peloton. They were talking about Peloton in the the mock video of the class. It was Peloton, so it was all fully there. Like, it was fully immersed. And so after all of this happened, this is actually a week from today. Today is Thursday, the 6th, December 16th that I'm recording this, and this released a week ago. So from a week ago, more things have happened. So this caused the Peloton stock to drop. I believe the stock dropped about 11 points. That was what I heard on the news. It could have been changed. The stock was going down, by the way. So this wasn't a total surprise, but that's a significant drop if you follow the stock market at all. Like, that's just not really, like, that's just not good at all. I actually was kind of thinking of like buying a little bit of it because I'm like, if it's lower now, will it go up eventually? I did also just get a Peloton, so I might be biased because I actually really, really enjoy it and I like the experience. But I'm glad that I'm at least now a Peloton user and I could speak on behalf of like the usership of it, like as in relation to this. But there were many different things, and so the stock dropped. There was a lot of negativity, like it was everything everyone was talking about. That was on Thursday. And then I believe this was either released Sunday or Monday. Peloton answered. They clapped back. And within 2 days, they had a full like 35-second promotional advertisement that they put out on social media that included Chris North, who plays Mr. Big, and Jess King, who was the instructor that was in the show that was Mr. Big's instructor. And so they created the clapback commercial. This was created within like the absurd, it was like 48 hours or something, like insane that this was all produced and made and clapped back. And like the fact that they were both available, ready, bing, bang, boom, the editing, the like, and at the end they go, and just like that, he's alive, like blah, blah, blah. And like was totally playing on the whole series and like how they just really did them dirty. But despite all of this, this is where it really gets spicy, and this is why I'm really happy I waited, because as of today, December 16th, there are new updates on this whole crisis. So there was just articles released that apparently Chris North has th they pulled the commercial because Chris North has been accused of sexual that there's been sexual assault allegations, and essentially so they pulled the commercial. So here's the thing. Peloton, you have a great company. You're providing a lot of amazing health benefits to a ton of people and a community for a ton of people, and I stand with that. But yet again, you're not gonna vet and look into this. Like, I understand you needed to use that character to clap back in the most feasible way possible, but now this comes out that he has these things, and then you pull the commercial. Like, it just makes it look like your team is really, really messy. Things are just getting very, very, very messy, and for their PR marketing department. And it's just really sad because, like, now the instructor Jess King is associated with it. In my opinion, I would say she's associated with it, whether she wants to be or not. She's already in this deep. She was in the show. And now she was in the commercial, so she's already like immersed herself in all of that. And the article I read about all of this was CNBC, and the article that originally exposed him was from The Hollywood Reporter, but from the CNBC article, it was just talking about how that he did this, blah 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 blah. It said, It perpetually occurred in Los Angeles in 2004, and other allegedly took place in New York in 2015. So again, it was a decent amount of time ago. Not that that has any like that doesn't matter, but whatever. Oh my God, have I been saying Chris North? His last name is definitely Noth, Noth. That's how much I know. Well, very good. Anyway, we're just gonna say Mr. Big. So Mr. Big denied that he assaulted these two women, saying that the encounters were sexual, consensual. Ugh, this is just so much. And then there's another quote from him. It's difficult to not question the timing of these stories coming out, he said in a statement. I don't know for certain why they are surfacing now, but I do know this. I did not assault these women. Okay, whether he did or he didn't, I really hope he didn't, because that would just be very sad. And then ultimately, now that's what people are going to remember him by and like think of him. It is very ironic that this is being brought up now, and the timing of everything. I do have to agree with that, that that's like it is difficult not to question the timing of the stories coming out. Regardless, like, that is not something that any that should be taken lightly at all, but it's just hard. Like, you don't know what to believe. And then, but if this is true, is that a reason why they had him in one episode and then tossed him out? But at that point, they could have pulled what they did for Samantha and had the way out where she just didn't want to be involved at all, and they are saying that she's like in London and blah 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 blah. They could have done a lot of different things here. I also think the whole show in general, it's just not the same as it used to be. And I know it's a reboot, so it shouldn't be exactly the same, but I think they're really, really trying too hard to appease these masses that like wasn't their original audience, in my opinion. And like they're really tapping into like 2021. And like Tinks said this in a video. She was like, they're really like making it like we need to know it's 2021. Like, they're very like into like we're using an iPhone to text and we're using our AirPods and like all this stuff. And it's like there could be other shows that you watch that like you know what era it is. Like, you don't need to be reminded of all of these things. Like, we didn't know if it was going to be like COVID or not. And like they touched on COVID at Big's funeral, and they actually did. And like right in the beginning of the episode too, they were talking about like when they were going out to lunch, they were like, oh, thank God we like don't have to wear masks and whatever and blah 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 blah. And like, isn't that funny? Like, we still are wearing them, but unfortunately. But yeah, it's just very, very, very interesting the way that they're directing the narrative on this. I'm a little confused. I just watched the third episode. I really don't want to like get totally into that, 'cause that's not really what like this whole episode of mine is about. But if you do want me to recap those episodes, I certainly can. But yeah, like Miranda is really different. She's not like her same persona in my opinion. Like, they're kind of shaping her into someone that she isn't. Charlotte is for the most part like basically the same, but I feel like they're just trying to like change their characters a lot, like, and not because they're older, like, it has nothing to do with their age. Like, they're just really changing like how they view life. And like, I know as time goes on, like, that changes, but it's just a little bit bizarre. I wonder if this team, if it's anyone from the original team. Like, I'm sure it's not obviously everyone from the original team, but like, I'm interested to see how that pans out. I'm also very interested to see how they dissolve Stanford, because Stanford's actual like real life person, I don't know his actual name though, unfortunately. He passed away, I believe, this early fall, late summer. So that should be interesting in how, because he's in episodes right now, like he's been in the first three episodes. I don't know what the timing of that is, if they're gonna include any of that at all. Like, there's just a lot of up in the air questions, and They release new episodes every single Thursday, and they released two on the first week. And then this week, I was looking forward to watching 2 hours of this, like two episodes, and there simply was only one. So maybe over the holidays, I'll like skip a week and then like watch like 2 weeks, like after the holidays. Because I'm one that I like to like binge and watch a few episodes at a time. But I'm also scared of like spoilers, so I've been trying to like be on top of it. But regardless, I'm still a little shell-shocked by all of this stuff and all of these allegations and things that are coming out. If there's any like major updates, I will try to follow up with this in another episode. But this has just been a very interesting week to follow all of this stuff. Especially because I am a new Peloton user. I do really enjoy the brand and the company as a whole, besides this stuff. Oh, another random Peloton thing that was on the news as well. Apparently, the CEO of Peloton had what people thought was a Peloton Christmas party that only the instructors were invited to. But it was it, he came out and said like this was a personal like family like party. And like of course when you're the CEO of Peloton, like you have an extravagant party in New York. It's not like it's just some house Christmas party. It was like a very like elaborate, like everyone was wearing like gowns and everything. Everyone looked beautiful. And people thought it was like a Peloton party because all the instructors were posting about it, but it was for the CEO and like his wife, and it was like a family party, and they invited some of the instructors. I guess some of the instructors like weren't like it wasn't like all the instructors were there. So he had to make another statement about that. So the CEO of Peloton has had quite the week per se, dealing with all of this scandal. I would not want to be working PR for Peloton at the moment. There would be a lot of fires that you would have to put out, but it's definitely something to watch, listen, and take note of as we end quarter four and start quarter one, and see how everything pans out. But yeah, again, I'll try to keep up with if there's any more changes. If you guys like this episode, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. I don't talk about that very often, but please really leave a review. I would love to hear how you guys like it. If you are interested in more episodes like this, I think that'd be really great. I felt super inspired today and wanted to record. I have also a few other ideas. I'm really happy. I've been putting more pen to paper. Before, I would just type up my scripts, and now I'm like writing everything because a lot of times I don't necessarily have all the bits and pieces of the episode ready to like sit down and type. And when I just have notes, I just take a ton of sticky notes and then comprise them into a page in my notebook. And here we are, 20 minutes, almost 20 minutes later, and we got a new episode for the end of December. I am going to try to do one last episode before the end of the year, but this is the end of this episode today, episode 47. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and if I don't hear from you before, if I don't post before Christmas, besides this episode, everyone have a happy holiday, a Merry Christmas, happy and healthy holiday, and I wish you all the best. Love y'all and have a great day. Bye.